Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great, good small business Saturday to you. Instead of supporting the big box stores, support your neighbors who are small businesses. For instance, Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center, a small business. Big news about Aloha Golf Center coming up during this show. Every pro shop at a local golf course is a small business. Alawai Pro Shop will be opening up in the coming week. And at Poipu Bay's Pro Shop, you can find great gifts now for the holidays, including, well, let's say a gift card. It's the number one desired item. That when they did surveys, they said, what do you want? Give me gift cards. Then you can choose what you want. All right. What we want is to talk with Matt Adams. He's Golf Channel host on Morning Drive, a contributor on Golf Central. He's host of Fairways of Life on Sirius XM Radio. And it's also on Golf Channel. He's an author. And before we talk to Matt, let's thank the people who make this show possible, including the Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event of the PGA Tour of the new year. It'll be at the Wailea Country Club January 9th through the 15th, 2017. If you want more information, call, give them a call, or better yet, log on to SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. Because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
And we'd also like to thank the people that you need to get in touch with. Do you want to be right at the front of the action at the Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua? It's absolutely spectacular. Winners only event, January 4th through the 8th at Kapalua, where the champions come to play. Now, let's go and talk with a champion. Matt Adams, welcome to the show. We're not getting through to Matt. Let's see. There we go. Matt, thanks, Ralph.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you, Danielle? How's everything going?
Excellent. And good afternoon. You're on the East Coast?
I am, yeah. We're in Orlando, Florida right now, so it's beautiful. I think it's been 80 degrees here today.
Excellent. Thanksgiving, your family, I saw you strolling on the beach.
Yeah. On the Gulf side, the Clearwater Beach, and someone made, I guess you could call it a snowman, but or a sandman. It was made out of sand. And my wife and I took a picture along the beach saying, you know, beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I'm sure you guys go through that too in Hawaii, kind of trying to make it feel like the Christmas season when it's, beautiful weather and all the rest.
Yeah, we just have to think about Volcano, the golf course, where it's 54 lovely degrees and it'll snow atop Mauna Kea shortly. There's actually a ski Hawaii. And when there's enough, so they go up, they drag their lifts up there, you know, the pulleys.
Oh, that's great.
It is. You can surf one day and ski the next. Matt Adams, you know, I was thinking about this. The first time we talked, you were author of Chicken Soup for the Woman Golfer Soul, for Chicken Soup for the NASCAR Soul. Then you became the host of Fairways of Life, and now you are host on Golf Channel. How do you feel? How did you work your way up?
I don't know. I guess my career must be like that, you know, the four images of from ape to man.
I don't know. The writing is pretty hot. You know?
I didn't know, but that was all golf related too, because when I started to write, I was working on the equipment side of the business, and I was doing a show in Anaheim, California. There was a chain, I assume they're still out there, I don't know, but it was called Big Five, and they were a sporting goods chain, and they used to have their own private label equipment, and I was out there doing a show, and I happened to be sharing a booth with the guy that made golf bags, and he said to me, are you doing all the writing, the product writing, you know, for the different products, because I was with Northwestern Golf then, and I said, yeah. And he said, you're really a pretty good writer. Did you know that? And I said, no. And he said, would you mind trying to do some ghostwriting for us? I said, you know, what do I got to lose? He said, I think they paid me $300 a story, if I remember correctly.
Oh, that's wonderful, because what you're telling me leads me right into what you're doing equipment on Golf Channel and the business of golf, and it's Small Business Saturday. So I was thinking, where did you get your background? Because I think of you as, you know, chicken soup for the soul and all this good stuff. And so I always thought, where did Matt Adams, Golf Channel host, get all this information about the equipment of business that you, you're so comfortable?
Yeah, I worked on that side of the business. That was where most of my career was spent, in golf equipment manufacturing. And when I got into doing these books, because this guy convinced me I was capable of it, and they... After 9/11, we did a book called Soul of America, and it hit number one around the world, and it kind of put me in a position where, from a literary standpoint, when you become a number one New York Times best-selling author, it's like, hey, you know, it's like winning a major as an author. And so I was in a position where I kind of decided, what did I want to do? And I decided I wanted to go back into the green grass side of the game and manage facilities. And that's what I did the second half of my career. So I kind of worked in both sides, the equipment side and the business side. And in the wintertime in Rhode Island where I was, I had nothing else to do but write. And that NASCAR book that you mentioned, that became a New York Times bestseller. And those were my first two books. So I was like, gee, every book I'm going to write is going to become a New York Times bestseller. I'm 10 books down, and those were the only two. So
yes. You know, would it quit when you're ahead? No. No, just keep going. The reason, when I was watching one, What's in the Bag of Ollie Snyder Jams, I think it was one, right? And you were handling those Callaways so superbly. You were flashing the logo of the Callaway. There's a certain technique to being able to do that, you know, to show off the different clubs, not just Callaway, because of course you talk about them all. Now, what about this driver versus driver show on Golf Channel?
Yeah, Wilson.
I'll tell you about that one second.
Yeah. I just have to tell you, Daniel, I'm glad you brought up the Ollie Snyder Jams piece, because that was a test. And they had sent me off to the RSM Classic, and I did a bunch of these stand-ups with different players, clubs in between, and say, hey, take me through your bag. And my personal sense was, conviction really, was that we as fans, why wouldn't we want to know what the best in the world are using when they can play anything that they want? Even if they're endorsed by, in his case, Callaway, he still chooses from their whole line of clubs whatever he wants.
That's right.
So he chose particular clubs to play and take to the PGA Tour. And so I think it went over, and I'm saying this from the executives, the bigwigs and all that, I think they really liked it. So I'm excited about that, because I think that what you just mentioned and what you saw is the launching point for us to do a lot of those segments, which, again, I just think it kind of pulls back the veil and allows us to know more about tour players than we otherwise would. So anyway, that was the philosophy behind it, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, writers have been writing What's in the Bag items for a long time. We just don't get to see them, so this would bring that video component. But are there those who don't want us to know what's in the bag?
I don't think so, because what I found with tour players, it's the why that I knew the what. I knew what they were playing, but what does it mean when Ollie Snyder Jams is playing the Forged Tour Apex? Why? What is it about these particular irons? And almost all of them, you find out, here they are, the best players in the world, they don't play the same iron set all the way through. When they get down their low irons, just like everybody else, they've got either a hybrid, or they've got a driving iron, or they've got an iron with a greater, a wider flange on it and more forgiveness to it, just like everybody else. And again, so I think there's revelations that come with the exercise. Not only is it fun, but I think it would benefit us all to know, hey, you know what? If these guys are doing it, it's okay for me to try something different too. So anyway, that was that part. Now, you asked me about the driver versus driver.
Yes, the show by Wilson, yes.
Yeah, I saw it. It was on Golf Channel, and I saw the winning drivers, plural, on Wednesday, and I played them Wednesday afternoon. They were introduced to the world yesterday and today. And all those golf shops you were talking about probably already have orders coming in for them. and I was really super impressed. I was curious at first because I was like, how do you get some guy off the street and he designs a new driver and that's going to be better than whatever's already out there? But what they did was they took this young man, and he's an engineering, he's an engineer and an engineering student at one point. So they took his concepts and they put it through the Wilson Lab. So they took all of their knowledge and all of their dynamics and added it to the concept that he had. And I'm telling you what, this thing is a rocket ship. It is a super club, and it's massively versatile in terms of how you can adjust to suit your game, so much so that it had a carbon sole plate, a carbon sole plate that you can adjust. And obviously that's not going to come off with as high an angle because the weight is not as low. Then it had a titanium plate, so you could choose which one you wanted. If you have the titanium plate, it lowers the center of gravity, which is going to make the launch angle go up, so that the ball is going to come off at a higher initial launch angle. So it, depending on what kind of golf you are, depending on how you want to play, depending on what kind of ball flight you want, it's all there up to choosing. I was super impressed. I was glad to see it because Wilson has had to fight their way back to respectability in the last 10 to 15 years. They had gone way, way, way down. And now they're designing equipment that is as good as anything that I've seen in the marketplace. And again, from a fan's perspective, that's good for all of us.
Yes. And the fact that somebody can come with a dream, normally, you know, you make a prototype in your garage and you try to make it come to reality, to fruition. And here he's got everybody, this is what I want to create. And he's got this entire industry, this mecca of hardware that and computer and metals, and they can just make what he's dreaming of. That's a perfect idea to find places where maybe, you know, hasn't been tapped yet, the brains that haven't been tapped because they're not at the center of Carlsbad.
Yeah, it's an open-mindedness approach, isn't it? And yeah. I think that when you have any new technology, when you have new technology that's coming from outside the industry and in, you know, like Callaway did their driver designs and aerodynamics with Boeing. When you get people from outside the golf industry come in and say, hey, here's what's working for us in these other areas, and then we incorporate it into the driver. But the thing that I think is fun is that you stand on any golf course with any golfer and they have ideas about how a golf course should be designed. And you hold any club in your hand and you have an idea about what you'd like to see here, what you'd like to see there. And so that was part of what makes this so much fun. Now, the reality is that this guy wasn't just some Joe off the street. He really is an advanced engineer. But nonetheless, the thought that you could put a word out there and say, hey, bring us your ideas and the best one's going to be made into a finished product and we're going to give you $500,000 for your efforts. It's the whole thing kind of, I don't know, it kind of weaves together in a way that makes us kind of live vicariously through the experience, too. So it was fun.
Yeah, some of the guys came to the table with things that were illegal. And they said, did you know that's illegal?
Yeah,
okay.
That
was fun. That was the fun part. We've got a fun week ahead. All kinds of stuff happening, including Tiger Woods, Hero World Challenge. What do you think? Is he going to play?
Oh, yeah, I think he's definitely going to play. This is his event. So I don't think there's any question that he's going to go out there and play. I think the funny thing is with Tiger Woods, and I realize that he has set his own standard, is that when Tiger declares that he's ready to tee it up and he's going to go, everybody assumes that it's going to be the old Tiger. And even as I'm saying that to you, in my own mind, I'm saying, well, you never know. But odds are he's going to be rusty from a long, long, long layoff. And what I find really interesting is a lot of the tour players that I'm working with now, you know, kind of behind the scenes, they're in, and some very publicly for that matter, are saying what remains to be seen is what he does with the high lofted wedge in hand, you know, 56, 60 degree wedge in and around the greens, because they still think that there's some lingering trouble there. Mm. I'm not convinced that there is. I'm not convinced that it was otherwise with technique, but, you know, we'll see how it turns out. But that's something that I think everyone will be watching very closely, too.
Interesting statement someone made on Golf Channel. I don't want to see a Tiger Woods struggling. I want to remember the Tiger Woods in his prime.
I think that, you know, that's very common for people to say that about all athletes through all the decades. But I actually vehemently disagree with that. And the example I'll give you is we have coming up here as well the PNC Father Son, and I say here in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And Jack Nicklaus, at 76 years old, is going to be playing alongside of one of his sons. Lee Trevino is going to be playing alongside of his son, and so on. Hale Irwin would be playing alongside of his son, and Curtis Strange with one of his boys, and Bernhard Langer is bringing his daughter this year. And you know what? I don't care if they don't hit the ball as crisply as they used to, or as far as they used to, or shoot numbers that they used to shoot in the mid and low 60s when they were on song. Just the chance to see these champions out there swinging a golf club, competing, having fun, that's good enough for me. I think that's one of the great, great events of the year on the golf calendar. And I can tell you what's so much fun, Danielle, how much they look forward to it and how excited they are. Because normally event here, event there, if they're paid to show up, whatever, they'll do, you know, they'll go through the motions and they'll do the best that they can. But this event, they get out there and it gets the competitive juices flowing, and they want to play well with their child. So, I'm one that says for our heroes in the game, it's very unique in golf that we have these opportunities. They can swing the club for as long as they want to, and I'm going to try to absorb as much of it as I possibly can.
Oh, I totally get it. When Tiger Woods is 60 and playing with Charlie, I'll be really thrilled to watch the two of them together. I just wonder if Tiger Woods, he wants to come back. He wants to contend. He wants to be a contender. You know, he wants to be out there beating those young guys, going up against Jordan Spieth and Jason Day and just the whole, all of them. Rory McIlroy, he wants to play against these guys. And, I see that he has that in him. I just don't know that he still has the game to pull it off. So it'll be interesting. Let me ask you, we all know that Tiger Woods is great for big business, the golf industry. Mm-hmm. Is he good for small business?
Yeah, I mean, Tiger is good across the board. One of the things that happens with Tiger is that he gets more credit than what he deserves, and he gets way more blame than what he deserves. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. When Nike announced that they were leaving the hard goods end of the business this year, everyone looked at that and said, geez, Tiger's been on the mend, he's not been playing, and all of a sudden Nike is leaving the hard goods business. And I put my hands up and said, wait a minute, this has got nothing to do with blaming Tiger for what Nike is doing. Nike golf equipment, hard goods, never had more than 10% market share ever. Even at the height of Tiger's powers, they didn't have more than that. So what they did was they made a decision to say it's an incredibly expensive segment of the marketplace to stay in. You have to be coming out with new products nonstop. That in and of itself costs a tremendous amount of money. And so instead, we're going to focus on our core competency, which is footwear, the sneakers and the trainers, and in clothes. I think it was a brilliant decision by Nike to say, this is who we are, this is where our business segment is extremely strong, and this is what we're going to focus on. And so from that standpoint, I look and go, didn't have anything to do with Tiger, and Tiger's still going to wear their shoes just like Rory's wearing the new ones. And Tiger and Rory are going to wear their clothing, and it's everything's going to be fine. It's a settling down of the golf equipment business. In fact, if you look at that segment, the premium end of the marketplace, that core business has not gotten smaller. In fact, it's gotten larger, which it's the old 80-20 rule. It's 20% of the core demographic to do 80% of the buying. And so if you wanted more market share, you have to take it from somebody else. Well, Callaway's up this year. They had a great year in business with that marketplace. And now what's happening with the TaylorMade M2 driver, with the fact that Rory's playing it, rumor is that Tiger may put it into play. We already know that Jason Day is playing it. We already know that DJ Dustin Johnson is playing it. If that's the case, I think you could see a swing the other way, and TaylorMade could come back into four, even though I know they're for sale and all that, but you could see them be prominent in 2017. So even outside the ropes, there is intense competition, and it's building up to be a great year in 2017 on that end of the business, too.
This is awesome. I'm learning a complete new facet of Matt Adams, Morning Drive host and Golf Channel host, and of course, PGA Tour Radio, Fairways of Life, also on Golf Channel, New York Times best-selling author, also course manager, and now equipment specialist, because that's where he came from. You are all around. Matt Adams, thank you for being on the show.
It was awesome as ever. Happy Thanksgiving to the end of the weekend, I know, but happy Thanksgiving to all. And Daniel, thank you for what you do for the game especially.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for everything you do, and thank you for being on the show, and happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. Aloha.
I look forward to it. Bye-bye.
We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about taking that equipment and putting it in your hands, and what do you do with it next? You're supposed to swing the club. Jason Digard, Golf Tech Hawaii, Center Manager, Director of Instruction. You know, they're a small business. Yeah, you think, well, Golf Tech, it's this gigantic. Well, no, yes, they have Golf Tech, all the tech from Golf Tech, but it is a small business nevertheless, and we're celebrating Small Business Saturday on The Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, Jason Digard, Golf Tech Hawaii Center Manager, Director of Instruction, multiple time winner of the PGA President's Council on Growing the Game. A little background. I'm recovering from back surgery. And it took me out of the game for a long time. I didn't want to go back before I knew that I was ready. And there are times when my body says, stop, don't turn that way. Don't turn so hard. Be careful. Tiger Woods ignored his body, probably wanted to get right back into the game, had three surgeries. He's coming back. He's going to tee it up this week in his event, the Hero World Challenge. So right now, welcome Jason into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we've worked on adjusting my grip, making it a better grip. We've worked on ball position, alignment, and setup. We've worked on the hinge in my backswing and my shoulder turn. We've looked at my hip rotation. That needs work. I need to exercise more to loosen that part up. Is that really where I'm going to get the strength, loosening that up?
Well, I think that will definitely help you to create more speed in your swing, although I think your speed is pretty good. But yes, I think too often golfers are told that they need to turn their shoulders and keep their hips really stable and not turn their hips very much. But, you know, if you're a young whippersnapper and you're on a tour and you're working out those parts of your body a lot, then it's okay probably to have a little bit of hip rotation and create a big coil. But for most golfers, we want to turn. We want to get the body turning so that we can create more depth and a longer swing arc and more potential to create speed in our golf swing.
Okay, so what I'm doing is okay, because I seem to be able to hit the ball right now really well. What was my goal? To hit it, to come in contact with the ball 8 out of 10 times. I didn't set my goal really, really high, because you know, there's nothing worse than standing on the tee and just missing it. And you know there are certain things you're doing wrong, in addition to being scared to death that you're going to miss the ball. That's the mental part of the game. But I'm talking just physical right now. How you hold the ball, where you position the ball, how you set yourself up to the ball, what your posture is like, all that stuff that goes into it. So, and at the same time, I wanted to make sure that I'm not doing anything to aggravate the spine issues that I already have. So that's what we've been working on. And you came up with something that was so cool. I was doing something really strange with my shoulders. And when I thought about it, I thought, how dorky of me, because I've been watching some of the great women on the Ladies European Tour playing over the weekend. We got to watch them on Golf Channel. And Aditi won. She's a second time, 18-year-old. She's going to be amazing, from India. She was in the Olympics. So I was watching really carefully the way they swing the club. Can you explain, Jason Digert, Golf Tech Hawaii, how I was swinging the club?
I can, yes. So, you know, kind of going back a little bit, we worked on establishing a good grip and consistent ball position and good posture in your golf swing. And one of the things that we can do down at Golf Tech, or that we do down at Golf Tech, is use motion measurement. So we can measure what your body is doing in the golf swing. And along with doing that, we can also use audio feedback to give you real information about real feedback, if you will, about what your body is doing. So, Danielle, once we kind of got you set up in a good posture, and the video's nice because you can see it, and I think you mentioned it in our last lesson. I look kind of slouchy, and so, you know, when you see that, then you can, you know, you can straighten out the back a little bit and get into a little bit better posture. So in the backswing now, we are working on creating a good hinge with your left arm and the good grip on there so that you can create good leverage. But in a sense, you were kind of standing up as you were turning your shoulder. So it moves the head laterally and gets your body out of posture. So I really, once we get this good posture established, I wanted to keep the good posture going. And we have a measurement that we use called shoulder tilt in the golf swing. And so when you did this motion correctly, we can use some audio feedback and our little system will beep at you when you are turning your shoulders and maintaining your posture. And so audio feedback is wonderful for that, because it's a player knows, okay, if the beep goes off, I'm doing it right. If it doesn't, I'm not doing it correctly. And you can make little adjustments to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
It's really amazing. The audio factor for people who are, you know, so inclined, they like to listen to sound, they move to sound, they dance, they're movers. And they're intuitive about movement to rhythm or sound. That really helped me. When I heard it, and it was so funny, I was turning my shoulders more like a horizontal to the ground rather than tilting. I didn't have any tilt. So how could I not keep into position to actually come in contact with the ball when I was coming downswing, you know, into the downswing? So that was the part that really went, that was an aha moment for me. It's like, oh, of course, this is dumb, you know. I'm never going to get good at this if I don't get this shoulder thing going right. And so the audio really helped. What else does the audio help people with?
Well, we can use audio feedback for a plus or a minus. So if in your case, right, we wanted to make sure that you're maintaining your posture while you're turning your shoulders in your golf swing. So that's a positive beep. If someone comes into us and is turning so much in their swing that they're not able to stay in posture, and so, for instance, maybe they're turning their hips so much that their weight is moving to the outside of their back foot, and their trail knee is moving, and so they're really not creating any kind of torque in their backswing. We can set that beep on them so that they can get a feel of what it's like to turn your hips a good amount. And by a good amount, we Golf Tech has measured hundreds and hundreds of tour players, so we know how much they turn and move their body in the golf swing to be powerful and efficient. Now, everybody's a little bit different, and so we have good guidelines as to, you know, what's too much and what's not enough, and then you can use that audio feedback to get a player to start to develop that feel, right? If they come in and make 20 or 30 swings in a practice session and they start to feel, well, this is my hips turning just enough and not too much, or maybe this is all I need to be turning, it's going to be easier for them to stay in posture, which in turn makes it easier for them to hit the ball. So it's really about being efficient in your golf swing and making it easier for the player to get back to the ball consistently.
Yes. Okay, and there are those people who think to themselves, well, I'm never going to be a tour player. I'm never going to have, you know, all that information that you've gotten on those great people. I'm not going to be that good. So that's setting the bar too high. But what Golf Tech will do for you is show you you're doing the right move. Maybe you're not as agile or turning as much as the tour players. And maybe you shouldn't be, because there's a lot of torque on the spine that some of these guys put on themselves, and that's not good for the long term. But they'll show you the different levels. The red is you really got to work on it. Then there's the yellow. The yellow's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, yellow's good.
Yeah. See, it's a green is like, oh, wow, you know, okay, we don't have to worry about that part, but you're kind of in the red zone on this part here, so maybe we need to strengthen here or show you some different way of, you know, standing, or your feet are in the wrong place, or see what your knees are doing. And that's what I like about it. There's no, you've got to get to this point. It's all about, this is what you want to do, and this is how we can help you get there. And the video, you'll find is good, because there's parts of the video that I thought, wow, I don't look that bad. You know, cause you always stand up and go, God, I probably look like a dork. You don't look that bad. But then there's the part where I went, wow, look at the slouch. Look at that. That's, you know, that's not helping at all. So I was very impressed, and I really want to thank you for taking me through this process. Jason Dygert, PGA at Golf Tech Hawaii.
Well, thank you, Danielle. I'm enjoying it. And, you know, in the swing evaluation, you know, kind of tying into what you're saying here, and everybody's got, we're not trying to get out there on the tour, but everybody's got different goals based on how much time they have to play and practice, and, you know, what's frustrating a particular player about their golf game. So in our swing evaluation, this is where we want to sit down with them and see, you know, how much time do you have to play and practice, and what are your golf goals, and keeping those realistic. Let's put out a game plan to make sure that, you know, if you've got an hour a week to practice, let's make sure that you are doing a couple of drills that are going to help you improve your ball striking. So in the swing evaluation using motion measurement and video, we can help a player identify things in their golf swing. Like, you're doing this well, so let's not do a drill that really you don't need to do. Let's address a couple of key issues in your golf swing and make sure you're doing some practice drills and understanding what you're doing so that you can improve that part of your golf swing. And then we work through a player's swing and a player's game, from putting to driver to course management and everything. And that way we can help them make better use of their practice time.
You're awesome. Now, let me ask you something on a completely different note. What are you expecting from Tiger Woods when he's playing this week?
I, you know what? I am. So, a year ago, I made a statement that I didn't think Tiger was going to win a major again. And I am starting to come off that a little bit. I mean, obviously the guy knows how to win. I've watched the Charlie Rose interviews and, you know, so of course mentally he has the ability to win. He knows how to win. He knows what to do when he's in that situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think,
we'll have a lot to talk about next time about how Tiger did.
I'm kind of changing my tune a little bit. I kind of think if his body holds up and his short game is intact, the guy's going to win.
Jason Diger, PGA Golf Tech Hawaii, Center Manager and Director of Instruction. Get in touch with them. Give us your number again. I was about to put out your cell number.
Yes, give us a call. 441-0105.
Okay, 0105. So that's 441-0105. Okay, and it's right near Ala Moana Shopping Center. And that's a good thing, because anytime you're going shopping, you can stop by Golf Tech, or somebody can go shopping and you can go to Golf Tech and not deal with the shopping. And you know what I'm saying. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Danielle. I mean, we've got great holiday specials. If there's golfers on your list that want a couple lessons and see what we're all about and help their game, we can do that. So, yeah, give us a call.
See Small Business Saturday. Instead of supporting the big box stores, you can support your neighbors who are small businesses, and that includes Jason Diegert at Golf Tech. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with a woman, an LPGA teaching and club professional, a Hall of Famer. She created Golf 8.5. Her name is Kay McMahon. We'll be back with her right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422. Or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I love what Jason said about Tiger Woods knowing how to win. By the numbers, he's won 14 majors. He's won 79 PGA Tour events. 79. Only person who's won more is Sam Snead, 182. And the total number of weeks Tiger Woods spent at number one in the official world golf ranking, 352 weeks. That is almost 7 years. So in case you're wondering who's going to take over that position, it's going to be a while. And speaking of watching, we've got the Tournament of Champions coming up. All winners coming to Hawaii at Kapalua. I was watching the LET Ladies European Tour. It was on Golf Channel. Excellent. And I made a list of women to watch after the Olympics. And India's Aditi Ashok was on my list of women to watch. And she's won the last two events, including the Qatar Ladies event this weekend. She's going to LPGA Q School. She's 18. She's got a beautiful swing. Absolutely gorgeous. If you would like to volunteer to be at the Sony Open in Hawaii and just help out, you can be admissions and will call, you know, like the bag check, ticket sales, credential verification at the tournament entrances. They need caddies too, preferably with experience. Standard bearers, just a volunteer pool. You don't know what you want to be and they need somebody in some spot like parking or gallery control or marshals, a pro transportation shot link. Go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com, and if you volunteer for a set number of days, you get a shirt, a really nice shirt. Whenever I see the shirt, I think, I want that shirt. Okay, let's get straight over to a woman who is a Hall of Famer, LPGA teaching and club professional, winner of the International Network of Golf 2015 Player Development Award presented at the PGA Merchandise Show. She is Kay McMahon. She developed golf 8.5. There are only four things to do before the swing and 4.5 things to do in the swing. Kay, welcome to the show.
Aloha.
When you did that, I watched your YouTube video and you're talking about the four things before and the 4.5 things during. I'm like, you have a way of presenting that's really, really snappy. I love it. You know, we're going to have to start from the beginning and work our way to inside the box. So let's do the four things that we need to do before the swing.
Well, the four things you do before the swing are kind of like setting the table, and I used to teach it in a very traditional manner where we all taught posture first. And to this day, we don't teach posture at all, and everyone gets in a perfect posture position.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were listening to me talk about posture, right?
I was listening to you talk about posture, yes, and I was wondering what they changed in your posture position.
It's just I tend to curve my spine. So instead of keeping my spine straight, which is a bad thing that I do, you know, everybody says, Danielle, stand up straight. I tend to slouch. I'm taller than the average person in the population base. So I tend to come down to I've just always done that since high school. You know, and that seems to show up in my golf swing. And I saw that in the video, and I went, well, I need to, that doesn't look like everybody else swinging the club.
Well, it's kind of interesting since I'm 5'10" also. Our mothers always used to say to us, stand up straight, since we were about five. So
okay, good. We're on the same page.
We are on the same page. But I have discovered somewhere between 7 and 8 years ago, I was giving a workshop to some other golf professionals. And I set up kind of badly with my spine curved and my grip was all wrong and blah, 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 you know, a whole bunch of interesting setup positions. And I said, so what would you guys do? And six of them got up and each of them gave me 2 to 3 things to do before the swing. So I said, well, that's about 12 to 18 things I have to do before I can even swing because everybody always gets all this stuff in their head. And I had been promoting my four things before the swing, which we call GCAP, grip, club head, alignment, and posture. And I discovered, I asked each one of them to set up, as they would normally if they were playing. We were in a conference room. And what happened was they each first gripped the club with a club up in the air. They then set the club on the ground behind the ball. Then they aligned their feet, and they didn't do anything with posture. And I said, well, it's kind of interesting. Why don't we teach it the way we do it? And the response was, because nobody will get it. So what I did was I took a group of people, two groups, my focus groups, and I taught one the traditional way of trying to teach posture first, and I taught the other group my GCAP system. And within probably less than 2 minutes, the GCAP system got it, and the other ones were still trying to figure out what to do with their posture.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's really amazing because it's kind of, I always talk about like baking a cake or something like this. If you do it in the right order, and if you watch them on TV, all the pros, watch them. Well, you watch the European Golf Tour.
Yeah.
They all pick the club up out of the bag, put their hands on it, set the club down, set their feet, and then they go. They don't fiddle and diddle and work about their back. And if you do it in the right order, because people always ask, well, how, number one question, how far do I stand from the ball? And I go, I really don't know. Everybody has a different arm length, and you have 14 different clubs. So if you really set the club, if you first grip it and you set the club down as it's designed, it will tell you where to stand, how far to stand, because the putter is different than the driver. And if you really watch everybody on TV, that's exactly how they do it. And then it'll tell you where the ball position should be also. So you're setting the club down as it's designed, and you're stepping in kind of like, I'll talk about it as a right-handed person. You step in with 1 foot first, your right foot, and then you set your 2 feet, and that's the third thing you do, and your posture is done.
Wow. And that's not assuming that you've always got good posture. It just comes naturally if you follow that order.
Correct, because when you bend over, when you set the club on the ground, you're really bending over from the hip, not the waist. And as we stand, your back is pretty straight as it is. But what happens is most people do what I call the penguin walk, and they shuffle their feet up, put the club on the ground, and then they grip it, and then they have to figure out how their back is supposed to be because they're bending their knees way too much.
Yes!
You got it!
Yes! That's beautiful. That's so simple. That's what that is. Yes, this is Kay McMahon, LPGA teaching and club professional, Hall of Famer, and she created Golf 8.5. And this is only four things to do before the swing and 4.5 things to do in the swing. So you heard the four things to do before the swing, and you made that so simple, Kay. As you said, what about these 4.5 things to do in the swing?
Well, the way people learn, everybody wants to swing the golf club as a whole. Like, it's a big swing. It's a swing hard, swing faster, whatever. We learn in chunks. We learn in little chunks and we put them together. It's like singing or dancing or even learning the alphabet. You first learn A, B, C, D, E, F. Then the teachers went really, really fast in the middle, and then they went slow at the end. And so everybody to this day gets mixed up in the middle. Sounds like M-N-O-P is one word.
You're so right. I had the trouble with that for a long time.
Exactly. You never want to get stopped and have to say the ABCs.
Okay.
Okay, so the way we teach it and the way I taught myself was actually, but if you do it in parts, and then you can put the parts together. It's kind of like making margaritas, maybe. You first get the parts, and then you put it in a slow blend, and then you put it in a fast blend. And if you do the parts in slow motion with complete awareness is the only way to get to unaware, meaning people always talk about, well, get in the zone. But the only way to get unaware or in the zone is you first have to become so aware of what you're doing that that's the only way to get to unaware. So the four parts are basically the takeaway, which we talk about is your arms and the shaft are like the letter Y. The top of the backswing becomes your back arm, and then if you're a right-handed player, your right elbow bends into an L. And then the downswing becomes a 2.5. So at the top of your backswing, your right arm and the shaft look like a box. And so we call that an elevator because the elevator has gone up. Then the 2.5 means that the elevator comes down, so you're retaining the angle, and that's what gives you the power. The third position is then the forward position of the Y pointing at the target. And then the fourth or the finish position is your both elbows bent over your, in this case, right-handed left shoulder, and form two L's. So
wow.
There's Y, an L, an elevator, another Y, and then a double L.
So, yeah, and then you're done.
And then you're done.
And you've contacted the ball, of course, and it's flying through the air with the greatest of ease. That is so beautifully simple, and yet what you said is so very, very important. In dance steps, everybody learns them very slowly, and you're looking at your feet, and you're doing this and that. And then you're, you know, in the middle of the dance floor, and it's all coming together, and you're listening to the music, and everything's just going, and you're not thinking about where you're putting your feet anymore because you've practiced that part. That's become second nature. So you're asking us to go through these steps and learning these steps, learning the L to keep those elbows up, those wrists up in the air at the end to hold the finish. That would be holding the finish, wouldn't it?
That'd be holding the finish. You're absolutely right. And so if you stop at each position, like the takeaway, we have people first look at it, to look at where your club is. We also talk about that in, like, the first position. I put an arrow on the face of the club pointing at the toe. So your arrow is up. That means it's a square club face. Then the top position is your L, and the arrow goes down of the arrow on the club face. And then this is where we kind of break away from tradition, is that the movement down back towards the ball is everyone tells you to turn your hips first. But what that creates is an over-the-top move, or what they would traditionally call outside to in. So we don't talk about the hips turning coming through. What drives the hips coming through is your back leg, or in this case, your right knee moves towards your left knee. Or we talk about it as, interesting example of, you have a run on the back of your right nylon, or you're looking at your back calf, so that your right knee is going towards your left knee, and that creates your hips turning forward. Yes.
Yes, a woman got that right now. If she's, you're looking back to see, and then that automatically puts your knees together. Guys, you've got a run in your sock, okay? Something snagged your sock, and you're turning back to see on the right leg or on the left, if you're a lefty. Right, you know, you're looking back, and that's going to pull your knees together. So automatically, that's going to shift your hips. That's very interesting. Very interesting. Is that also the moment when you use the ground as your force?
Yeah, they call it the ground force, yeah. But we don't get too much into that, in the fact that a lot of that stuff will happen automatically. And for men, they say, well, what do I talk about men? Well, it's like, these are the body mechanics in any sport, like throwing a ball. Think of a pitcher on a mound. He pushes his back leg to force him to come through, but you throw with your arm. So the golf swing is your arms and your back leg, and that's what forces you around.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You said something about the off season. And I can't find, I thought I would put notes. Golfers are made in the off season. How did you put that?
Exactly what you just said. Golfers are made in the off season. So you were just talking about Tiger coming back this week. And think about, he's taken a pretty long off season to really get his game back into shape. And so since I'm in the Northeast, and I don't think you have an off season in Hawaii, but if you go through it, let's say it's winter, it's sleeting here today. Now is the time to change your swing, so that when the season's there, you can go out and play. And so we do a lot of indoor drills. You can do them in your house. You can do them with a frying pan. You can, if you go through your positions. So you want to do things not when you're having to go play, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. You want to practice your dance steps before you go out and dance.
And stars, that they do a lot more practicing.
Yeah. You want to make sure that you've got it all put together in your mind, and then when you ask your body just to do it, it just does it because it's so
automatic.
Yeah, it's automatic. Exactly. Small Business Saturday. I've been promoting today's show is all about Small Business Saturday. Instead of supporting the big box stores or other, you know, online, support your neighbors. They're small businesses. And I know that Kay McMahon, Education, and I say it like that so that you can think about how to go online. It's EDUKAYTION, golf. You have Small Business Saturday today, don't you?
Yes, I do. Exactly. What we're offering is 15 to 20% added value on any gift cards that you may purchase. And so we've had a pretty good response, actually. So it's really been kind of fun. We're actually going to extend it to next Saturday, too, because I realized that when we put out our notice, many people were out of the office on Friday. So
Yes, I did get it. Yes, I did get it on my day off. I was so lucky. I had not just Thanksgiving, but I also had Friday off. When I started in the business of broadcasting, I worked I can't tell you how many times I called the Butterball hotline and spoke with whomever answered the phone with them on the radio, how to do this and what happens if that, you know, it was like, what else you can talk about? It's Thanksgiving morning. Help people. They haven't defrosted their turkey yet. So I'm talking right now with Kay McMahon, LPGA Teaching Hall of Fame, Golf Magazine Top 50 Instructor, and Education Golf 8.5 method is revered for its simplicity, its ease of execution, and its very high success rate. You do off-season speaking engagements, probably during season speaking engagements. Tell me all the things that you offer.
Well, what we've found and what we've been doing for the last probably now 4 or 5 years is we do what we call our Golf 8.5 courses or workshops. Sometimes they're 1 or 2 days or over a course of sometimes even a week, like 3 or 4 hours a day. And why I say that is that we've found everyone gets one of our playbooks. And our playbooks include all of the stuff we call a decluttering the six-inch attic, is that we talk about all the stuff that everybody's trying to do, the 1,001 things that you're trying to do in 1.2 seconds. And so we have found that by teaching in a classroom situation first, you know, the first 5 to maybe 6 hours is really classroom, that people learn better if they first understand what they're trying to do and where all the clutter has come from. So after they've decluttered it, then we get into our 8.5 things, and we have instantaneous results. I mean, people can really change their swing in a very short period of time. Now, it does take, like I said, practice. So we do workshops. We can even come to Hawaii, and we do workshops that are set up there. And when we teach our workshops or our courses, we always work in the buddy system. So you're always getting constant feedback. And the other thing that we've learned is you're not always having to perform in a traditional one-hour lesson or half-hour lesson, that the observer, your buddy, is helping you, but they're also learning by watching. And so you keep switching back and forth. So the process really in the brain happens much faster.
Excellent. Kay McMahon, LPGA Teaching and Club Professional, Hall of Famer. Where can we get more information?
Well, you can always go to my website, as you said, Education Golf. And then all the information is there with our phone number, and we do schedule workshops all over the country. And we also work in conjunction with the PGA pros there. So, again, it's edukaytiongolf.com.
Be a gas to have you here. It'd be so much fun. I'm going to see you if I can't get this going with the Aloha Section PGA somehow. This would be so much fun. Thanks so much for being on the show, Kay. It's been a pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving, what's left of our long weekend, and happy holidays.
Thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to setting something up with the Aloha Section.
There you go. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And we're going to go back into the Golf Kitchen. Fabulous book, Golf Kitchen. And none other than Doug Blair, the executive chef from Cacique at Kiowa, will join us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's
Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It's the Golf Club.
Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we're going to go inside the Golf Kitchen. Golf Kitchen is a book. It is a book filled with recipes and beautiful photographs of the recipes as they've been created. And it's interviews with the chefs inside the kitchen, the cooks in the kitchen, and how they became who they are today. And I'm very pleased to be able to bring one very, very special guest into the kitchen, or my kitchen. Doug Blair is executive chef, Cacique, Kiowa Island Club. He's featured in Golf Kitchen. And this book is made by a small business. Think about Diana DeLucia. She's like a small business, and she's featuring many small businesses. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I was reading about you in your biography, what you've done to get where you are today. Fascinating story. First off, what did you think when Diana DeLucia approached you about being featured in Golf Kitchen?
Well, it was definitely an honor. I was taken back at first because I didn't know what it was, all what it encompassed. And as I learned more and more about it, myself and my team all realized that this was quite a special honor to be recognized and be a part of it. And as it started out as a project that was a pretty big project, and then it has just grown and grown and, included a lot of really, really talented chefs, incredible properties, and for it to span worldwide is just spectacular.
It is. And the book launched, the Friends of James Beard Benefits Dinner on November 10th must have been fantastic. All of the chefs, you, Nicholas Cuomo, Anthony Giopanolo, I've just mispronounced his name and I apologize. Just some of the, coming all the way from the Emirates Golf Club in Dubai just for the book launch, also featured in Golf Kitchen. What was it like being around so many people from so many different places bringing their food into your view?
You know, it's funny, having done this for 32 years now, I guess, you get involved with high-caliber chefs, and it's a little bit intimidating at first, and it had, that was all for naught. Once we all met and got to know each other, we spent a lot of time together preparing for the event, going out and dining at restaurants and spending a lot of time in the kitchen. Everybody were just really spectacular individuals, all extremely talented, and everyone coming to the event with a different background and a different perspective on cuisine. And then just we had a fantastic time in the kitchen. Rye Waddington was an incredible host, as well as Diana, obviously, who brought us all together. But Rye is fortunate enough to just have completed a $3.5 million kitchen renovation on his property. So we were not wanting for anything in that facility. It was a beautiful place to cook and a lot of great camaraderie, a lot of good friends. Really looking forward to doing more of these events now as we look into the future and think about the different properties. 16 properties featured in and chefs featured in the book. And the thoughts of the places where we can go, including hosting people here at Cacique and other clubs, I think we've got a really exciting future building this community.
Absolutely. It's one of the most, the non-explored worlds of a golf club is the kitchen. And the restaurants, yes, but you don't go, it needs to be exactly what Diana DeLucia and Golf Kitchen is creating. Take the mystique away from it and turn it into a celebration of the food and the people and the personalities and the international cuisine and all of the things that go into cooking that make it so fantastic. And you come from interesting because Rye, he grew up on a farm. You spent a lot of time on your grandparents' farm.
Yes, in Illinois, the northern part of the state, my parents and all my relatives grew up on a farm, so that was where we gathered to celebrate all of the holidays and spend time together, so it was always a very special place and had quite an influence on my youth and growing up. You don't realize that sometimes as a kid, and in fact, I think there's a time in any teenager's life where you sort of rebel against that, and then as you mature into adulthood, you kind of look back and with a lot of fond memories and realize how much it's formed your life. And for me to have ended up in culinary, and then even another realization occurs as I've now developed relationships with farmers, and we're very active in the efforts of incubating new young farmers, which is there's a bit of a deficit happening when it comes to small artisan organically oriented farmers, and we're having a lot of success there. So it's a really exciting time, and it feels like things have come full circle, if you will.
Yeah, small businesses supporting small businesses, because in a way, Cacique, even though it's in a large, a luxurious environment, it's a small business, and it's a lot of people working together to create a fantastic product. And you do that, and then you're supporting other small businesses, getting your produce or whatever else you need to create the menu that you create. And it's beautiful. It's a symbiotic relationship that's kind of like creating excellent food.
it's so true. We are in a really special time right now. I mean, Cacique exists, you know, on the island of Kiawa, and it's a very luxurious area, but less than a mile away, you're into a rural country, and we have two small farmers who have started up in the last year. One supplies us with our chickens and our turkeys, and happens to be a former sous chef from Alinea in Chicago, which won the award for best restaurant in the world at one point under his tenureship there. And now he decided to raise organic chickens, and he's less than a mile away. So it's just I would never have guessed 20 years ago that I'd be saying that right now. And literally across the street from him is another young farmer. You know, the guy who does our chickens, Jeremy Story of Story Farms, he's probably 34. And then there's another 30-year-old across the street named John Warren that runs a small farm of maybe 3 acres called Spade and Clover, and he's an organic farmer and can supply an enormous amount of what we need in produce. So to be able to just jump in the car and go and talk to these guys, look at what they're doing, how they're operating, you know, sort of commiserate and consult and talk, I would never have guessed that, not in that a million years when I moved to Charleston, I guess, 23 years ago. So it's a special time for us.
This is Doug Blair, executive chef, Cacique at Kiawa Island Club. He's featured in a book that I really recommend to foodies and golfers and the combination thereof and people who just are exploring. GolfKitchen.com, a great gift for someone who's got every cookbook imaginable. GolfKitchen.com, that's where you can order. Golf Kitchen is the name of the book, and GolfKitchen.com is where you can order it. And Doug Blair is executive chef at Cacique. He was at the book launch, and that was over at Kiawa. It was over at, all of a sudden it went right out of
Wingfoot.
Thank you very much. Yep. At Wingfoot. And all these, the chefs came together, and I must pronounce his name right. Anthony Giacopanello. He was from Sabonic. He came too. And I love what you put together. The pickled shrimp with fall vegetables, the caramelized cauliflower with truffle vignette and vinaigrette and country ham. The octopus carpaccio with the lardon and butternut squash romesco. I just had butternut squash for Thanksgiving. How did you prepare the octopus?
The octopus, we roast it with some aromatic spices and then braise it with wine and water. And while the tentacles and all of it's hot, we roll it up in plastic and tie it down into a tube and then refrigerate it, and the natural gelatin of the octopus basically glues it together. and you end up with this tube of cooked octopus, and you can cut it with a knife or on a slicer.
Wow.
And it's a beautiful presentation, and it's just octopus. You know, there's nothing really fancy about it. It's pretty natural, but it's very delicious.
Well, you know, in Hawaii, a lot of people go catch octopus. So this is an interesting way of preparing it. Would this item be in the in Golf Kitchen, perchance? What is your dish that you have featured?
That particular one isn't. That actual preparation we do in a very similar one where we poach and then grill octopus and serve it over a romesco sauce, very similar, still with the bacon lard on. We make our own bacon, and then we use whatever spring or summer vegetables are in season to garnish that. So that one's very simple and very seasonally adaptive.
Beautiful.
Very easy to do at home.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh, I got to close. We're talking with Doug Blair, executive chef, Cacique, Kiowa Island Club, and the book is golfkitchen.com. And I'm reading, it's actually Golf Kitchen, but you can find it at golfkitchen.com. So I'm reading about Doug. I want to know a little bit about the man I'm going to talk with. And I was, not only you're going to Grammarly Tavern in New York City, but tell us about the night you left New York City.
Oh, yes. We had gone back to do some training in New York. As before we opened this clubhouse, we were doing a lot of training with Tom Colicchio, our consulting chef at his restaurants. And we had been up there for a few days, myself, my back-of-the-house team, in front of the house dining team, and I went for an early morning walk on September 10th, 2001, and was walking around the World Trade Centers and just doing what I typically do in New York, which is take long hikes, and got back to the hotel with the team. And I said, you know, maybe we ought to head home. I said, I think we've all grasped what we need to do, and they're not going to be that busy tonight, so let's just jump on a plane and go. And we did. And the next morning, we were actually driving to work here to Cacique, and heard on the radio the planes hitting the tower. So it was a very surreal experience for us.
Amazing. And that's kind of like a summation, a critical point, probably the most amazing moment of decision-making that you didn't even realize you were doing. But when you were pounding the streets as a young man looking for a job, and some fellow comes over to you, some fellow is, of course, you're well familiar with, says, why don't you be my intern? Don't tell anybody about it. But, you know, I need you as an intern. I mean, moments like that were big turning points. And I really see great things. This is awesome. This is Golf Kitchen. Doug Blair, executive chef, already great, at Cacique, Kiowa Island Club. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Really enjoyed it.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with a small business in Hawaii, Joey Tadeo. He's co-owner of the Aloha Golf Center. I just said aloha. Aloha Golf Center, not only in Hawaii, but in Las Vegas. And he's amazing because he started years ago as a small business. And he went through ups and downs that all small businesses, challenges that small businesses are, but he persevered and then he got a small store. Then he got a little bit of a larger store, and then he decided to expand to Las Vegas. So he's Aloha Golf Center Hawaii, and he's Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas. And he's working with some pretty fabulous people now. We're going to be back and talk with Joey Tadeo right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it! Did I do that? Now back to Danielle Tucker.
You remember I was talking last weekend with John Valtierra, the Marshall volunteer at the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. And if you'd like to be a volunteer at the Tournament of Champions, go to pgatour.com/TOC or you can call 808-665-9160. 808-665-9160. All right. I was just thinking, Joey, while you were listening to me describe your ups and downs, are you surprised? Were there times when you wanted to say, yeah, this is too hard?
Good morning, Danielle. There were a few times where, you know, I was thinking about calling it quits, but, you know, something kind of told me, you know, just give it another shot. And, you know, here we are today, years down the road. Really glad that, you know, I persevered through it.
I am. What your story tells people, if they're in one of those slumps where they're going, this is crazy, what am I doing? This is hard. Don't give up. I mean, you know, there are people around you who are maybe negative. Move. Find the people who are positive around you. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the positive mindset. And you, Joey, have always had that, you know, and bringing together people. You're now the co-owner of Aloha Golf Center Hawaii, and there's Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas. Golf club certified club fitting analysis, both swing and putting. You've got Mizuno, Miura. Tell us all the different clubs that you've got.
Oh, we have just about all the major lines. You know, like you said, Mizuno, Miura is kind of a high-end Japan Forged line, Titleist, TaylorMade, Cobra, Callaway, and one of our newest lines is PXG, Parsons Extreme Golf, which is really, really popular right now for the people, you know, with the budget to afford it.
Lydia Ko is switching to PXG. And people said, well, why would she switch? Is it that good? What do you think?
The irons are a new technology. You know, they use multi-materials, forged, you know, the body's forged. There's an elastomer inside the head. There's a thin, hardened, miraging steel face. And then they use screws to reposition weight. So there's a lot of technology that haven't been utilized, or if it has been, not to that extent. And what it does is it just it does everything that a golfer is looking for. You know, it gives you good feel, it gives you outstanding distance, and it's very, very forgiving. So I'm not surprised, you know, Lydia Ko switching over. PXG told me that they were going to get a big name. I was assuming it was a PGA Tour player, but, you know, Lydia Ko is a big one for them, too.
Absolutely. She's not even 21, and she's already won 14 times on the LPGA Tour. She's, you know, amazing. Some amazing talent coming up through the ranks of the LPGA, and many more young women to come. I am just so, I got a text from Joey Tadeo, the co-owner of Aloha Golf Center, Hawaii and Las Vegas. And it was so cool. It was from Kevin Na sent out on Instagram a thank you. Thank you, Aloha Golf Center, for letting me test and adjust my new clubs at your facility. Thanks, Joey and Chris. Aloha Golf Center, Titleist 917, ball speed. That was the message from Kevin Na, PGA Tour player, winner. What was it like working with Kevin Na, Joey?
Well, you know, he was looking for more distance, as everyone is. So even PGA Tour players who hit the ball, you know, 300-plus yards, they're always looking for a performance edge. And he had contacted us, and he wanted to just see if his clubs were optimal. So he not only came in and tested his new 917 driver by Titleist that he just received, but he also wanted to check out irons and shafts and see if everything was kind of dialed in, because he's pretty much in his off season. He's not playing again until Sony Open.
So yeah, he was ready to do some real serious work on his clubs and go through the whole bag. When you said shafts, I was wondering how much distance can a shaft make, or difference can a shaft make in your distance?
Shafts are very important. You know, probably just as important as a club head. So, you know, once you kind of determine, just say in a driver, if you're using the right loft and you have a fairly new driver that's giving you good performance, you know, the shaft will affect things like your launch conditions, how high or low you're hitting it, how much you're spinning the ball, you know, how much curvature you might get. And if one of those things I just mentioned is not optimal, you know, you could be robbing yourself of, you know, 10 yards, 20 yards, even 30 yards if the shaft is ill-fitting. So a lot of times we'll see, you know, in a fitting, someone will come in with their existing club. They'll see a set of numbers that might not be optimal. Maybe their ball's spinning too much. Maybe it's not staying up in the air long enough. And we have them test different ones until we find something, you know, that gets them optimal numbers, you know, in terms of, there's so many different parameters, but, you know, basic things like spin, launch, apex height, things you'll hear on the, like, the Golf Channel when they're doing telecasts. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes they get 30 yards and they're like, wow, this is magic. But, you know, basically it's just technology. Technology in golf has progressed so far, and it's an awesome thing right now.
It is. Okay. This is Joey Tadeo, co-owner of Aloha Golf Center, Hawaii and Las Vegas. You can find Titleist, TaylorMade, Cobra, Callaway, PXG. They're certified club fitters for all of these. Mizuno, Miura, Bettinardi. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, but that's Aloha Golf Center and Joey Tadeo, who travels around the world. Goes to Asia to find out, because isn't that, Joey, where a lot of the new shaft technology is coming out of?
There's a lot of technology coming out of Asia. You know, U.S. has very, very good innovation now, too. I think they're catching up, or they're maybe on par with Japan. But, you know, in terms of quality, in terms of material usage, it's something that I like to, you know, Japan is somewhere I like to travel to see what all the newest and latest and greatest things are.
Is this the most exciting time you've seen in the equipment business? Even though we've seen, you know, people talking about stores closing, lines being sold, in general, from an equipment purist point of view, is this the most exciting time?
It's a very exciting time, you know, because, you know, back, I don't know, maybe 10 or so years ago, maybe a little longer than that, you know, USGA imposed first their core ban, so you can't exceed so much speed, and then they changed it because the manufacturers were kind of bypassing that, so now they have something called CT testing, which is characteristic of time. But, you know, they're bringing on really, really bright engineers to see what they can do to maybe, you know, go around these testing limits to get the golfers more distance and more performance. And, yeah, it is exciting to see what they're coming out with. You know, Callaway is coming out with something really, really pretty innovative in a few months that we're pretty excited about, too. So it's a good time to be in golf.
I can hardly stand the suspense. You're going to be back next week in December, right? Next week, Saturday?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Because there's some really exciting things happening, and I can't wait to talk with you at Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center, Hawaii in Las Vegas, next week, Saturday. Mike Johnson from Golf Digest will be on. We'll talk some more equipment because this is the time. They're going through their hot list. Golf Digest hot list is going to be coming out real soon. And so we'll be talking with you. But over, since it is Small Business Saturday, are there any specials or anything that we should come into Aloha Golf Center specifically now for?
Well, there's a couple specials. You know, we're running a Black Friday / Cyber Monday special where all our apparel's 40% off. So if you're looking for, you know, that perfect Christmas gift or maybe a few new outfits for your golfing, we definitely have good deals on that. And then, you know, Titleist is also running a ball promotion. So it's $39.99 now. They're normally about $48 a dozen. So if you're looking to stock up on golf balls or, again, you know, give some away as gifts, Pro V1s are always the best, most awesome gift you can give to any golfer, I think.
Yeah, the avid golfer loves them. Joey, thanks so much for being on the show and sharing the Kevin Na story. I'm so thrilled for you and everybody over at TJ Kua, everybody at Aloha Golf Center. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
We'll talk next weekend. It's so cool. All right, I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Futuristone, did you hear the new spot? Isn't that cool? Futuristone's master craftsman. Craftsman can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. I think that was conveyed during the show today. Futuristone, only the best. Rainer Doors, only the best. The overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security, provided the safety for your business. Even your home, okay? They've got home, residential Rainer Doors, business Rainer Doors. It's Rainer Doors, and the number is 676-D-O-O-R. Very easy. 676-DOOR. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, and I'm biting my tongue because I so much want to share with you something I'll be sharing. You got to tune in next Saturday, okay? The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem, and if you want to get your Black Friday work done, which is no longer, it's Saturday, but you know, we're shopping all weekend. You can find 50% off on the sales items that are the men's and women's tops and bottoms. It's all at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Remember, our pro shops at golf courses are small businesses. You want to support your small business. Poipu Bay Golf Course. Outstanding. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, you're in charge. You want to get the best. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. The Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua. It's a winners-only event. It's January 4th through the 8th at Kapalua, and that's where the champions come to play. It's pgatour.com/tournaments. You can get all the information there. pgatour.com/tournaments. And if you'd like to, let's say, you'd like to go out and be the person who's the marshal. We were talking to the marshal last weekend, John Valtierra, the volunteer. If you'd like to volunteer, if you'd like to be a driver, if you'd like to do any of the things that they need, admissions, walking scorers, laser operations, shot link, all of that, 808-665-9160. And if you're involved, if you'd like to sell tickets, Golf for Maui Charities, they're doing it. 100% of the ticket sales you keep, no obligation. The tickets you don't sell, you just give them back. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. Remember, it's going to be a really windy day. It's going to be kind of cloudy on the windward side with rain. The winds are easterly 15 to 30, local gusts to 50 over the windier areas of Maui County. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.